Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin, and we're holding five lines from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara says, Lememra dekulu mimoyid osu. What is this referring to? Back in the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Omid Beis, we learned that there are five karbonos that are brought betuma, the einan ne'echolin betuma. Which ones are those? Karbon Omer, Shtei HaLechem, Lechem Aponim, Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, Seiri Rashi Chadoshim, all of those, since they are Karbonos Tzibur, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, and so therefore they're brought even B'Tuma. However, Ein Nechalim B'Tuma. You can bring the Karbon, but you cannot go and eat it. The only exception is HaPesach Shebo B'Tuma. It's nechal betuma. Shliba mitchilasi el lachila. As we've had many times, it says in the pasuk, ishlafi achle tochoisu alaseh. The main inyan of bringing the Karban Pesach is to be able to go and eat it. So even in a case where chas v'sholom the whole tzibur are tameh, you bring it and you eat it betuma. Good. That's the mishnah. Now the Gemara told us, how do I know that in fact all of these karbanos can be brought b'moyed, b'moyed meaning in their appointed times, even though Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholom happened to be Temeim, it's all because of the fact that each time it says in the Torah the word moyed, either moyed, moyadoi, moyadei, moyadeichem, as the Gemara is going to tell us right now. Zokti Gemara, the Memer Dekulu mi moyed osu. When the Gemara says Lememra, this is a follow-up on the Rashi Chadoshim that we said Rish Chodesh is called Moyed, and that's the reason why you bring the Karbon Seir Rashi Chadoshim even B'Tumah, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and we learn it from the word Moyed, Kara Alai Moyed. Lememra Dekulmi Moyed Asu. So apparently, all of the Karbonis that we learned in our Mishnah, that are Karbonis Tzibur, that are being brought Betuma, that can be brought betuma, all are learned from the same word moyed. Where are those words moyed? The Torah Rabbanu Vidabra Moishes Mayadi Hashem al Bnei Yisrael Ma Talmud Loimar. It says Vidabra Moishes Mayadi Hashem. This is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, and we'll see in a moment what does this come to teach us. Until this point in the Gemara, except for Rish Chodesh at the top of the Yomid that we learned already yesterday, but besides that, we've only had that the Karban Tamid is brought every day of the year, including on Shabbos, including Bituma. And the same thing, Karban Pesach is brought even Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, like this year. And even if Chas V'Sholom the Oilem is Tamei, you bring the Karban Pesach. Well, how do I know? Shnemar Behu, B'Moyadoi, B'Moyadoi. We already had these psukim earlier on. Where does it say, B'Moyadoi, B'Moyadoi? So, as Karboni, we lay no is Rish Chodesh. He said also in Karbonis, as Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai, Reyach Nichoichi, Tishmeru, L'Hakrev Li, B'Moyadoi. Oh, so it says B'Moyadoi, by the Karban Tamid. And then there's another pasuk, V'yasu es Yisrael es haposach b'moyadoi. Again it says b'moyadoi. So it says b'moyadoi both by Karban Pesach, and it says b'moyadoi by the Karban Tamid. So we know that even if it's Shabbos, or if it happens to be Betuma, bring the Karban Pesach, you bring the Karban Tamid from those words b'moyadoi. Zok the Gemara, is b'moyadoi filo b'Shabbos, b'moyadoi filo b'Tuma. The word b'miyadah means in its appointed time. When we think of the word moyed, we think of miyadim l'simcha, meaning yom toivim. That's true. But the word moyed also means, in a broader sense, an appointed time. So therefore you bring the Karban Tam in an appointed time, and Karban Pesach, regardless whether it's Shabbos, regardless whether it's Pitumah. Shar Karbonis Tzibur Minayin, how do I know? Are the Karbonis Tzibur Shneim? It says in the Pasuk. That this pasuk is in Parshas Pinchas at the conclusion of the Karbonis Musaf that are brought each time on Yom Tov, and that's why we lean always from Parshas Pinchas, from the always on Yom Tov as part of the Maftir. We lean from the various Karbonis which are Karbonis Musaf on Yom Tov. So it says at the end, Eilatav Hashem bim Moyadechem. Ah, again, Moyadechem means in their appointed time, even if it's Shabbos, even if it's Betumah. Minah the Rabbis Oimer Vakorev Imoy Shtei Alechem Vakorev Imam. What about the Korban Oimer that we bring on the first day of Chol HaMoed? What about the Shtei Alechem that we bring on Shavuos? Well, we say Vakorev Imoy because together with the Korban Oimer you bring a Keves Tumim Ben Shana, and with the Shtei Alechem you have to bring two Kvasim. So what happens if they have a problem, either that it's Shabbos or that it's Bituma? Yes, Tamaloy Beidav Moish Beyad Yeshem Bnei Yisrael. That's the pasuk that we began with. The Tanur Rabbanan Beidav Moish Beyad Yeshem. Now this is a pasuk also in Emor. The reason why you have to have a special pasuk for Korban Oimer and for the Shtei Alechem is because neither of those are brought in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas only talks about the Musafim, that in addition to any other Kabbalahs, you go and bring the Korban Musaf. However, these two Kabbalahs are not Kabbalahs Musaf. These are special Kabbalahs. Korban Oimer, that's brought to be Matir the Chodosh, the Shtei Alechem, which is also Matir the Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdosh. This is brought from Sa'irim, this is brought from Chitim, this is brought on Pesach, this is brought on Shavuos. They're not Musafim, and therefore they do not appear anywhere in Parshas Pinchas. They appear in Parshas Emor, which we also lain on Yom Tovim. Etc. And then we get into the Korban Oimer and the Shtei Alechem. And since these are not in Parshas Pinchas, we don't have the benefit of Eilu Tas L'Hashem B'Moyadeichem. That's why we have to have a special pasuk. From all of these psukim, we have each one of them, the Torah says, B'Moyadoi, on its Moyad, on its appointed time. That's why we have all of these moyadechem, moyadei, moyadoi, etc. Frek Timara, Cholhani Lamali, why do I have to go through every single one? Wouldn't it have been enough, Rabbi Yisai, to have one pasuk, and then we learn it out with a binyanav, and say that just like by Korban Tamid, or just like by Korban Pesach, or just like by the Korban Oimer, learn all the rest from one limud. So Timara Lamali, I'll tell you tzrich, I need each one. Maybe only by the Korban Tamid is there a rule. The Korban Tamid you bring even on Shabbos, and you can bring the Korban Tamid afilu b'tumah, because Tamid has two special qualities. Number one, it's Todir. Every single day of the year you bring the Tamid. So it's so choshev by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to bring it every day in the morning, every day in the afternoon. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is such a precious carbon. Bring it even on Shabbos. Bring it even B'tumah. That's why it's so choshev, because of its tedirus, it's being brought on such a constant basis. But moreover, the kollel, it's a carbon oila. Carbon oil goes totally on the Mizbeach, everything, the whole Chalav and Veivorim, everything. So that's very special. Kodshi Kudashim. Avul Korban Pesach, I would say, number one, it's not Todir. Korban Pesach is only once a year. And Korban Pesach is not Kolel. It's eaten by the masses. In fact, that's the main reason why you bring the Korban Pesach. So I would say it's a lesser degree of Kedusha. Maybe it's not Doiche Shabbos. Maybe it's not Doiche Tumah. Kamash Malon, that's why you have to have a special pasuk by Korban Pesach. Because Rachman of Pesach alone, Pesach Shuanish Karis. Ooh, Pesach is very special. If you go to the first Mishnah Masechtas Krisus, there are 36 Averis, if you will, that are Machayev Krisus, 34 of which are Lavin, only two of which are Mitzvah Saseh. One of them is Korban Pesach, the other one is the Mitzvah of Mila. So you see that Pesach is really, really unique. Besides Mila, it's the only other mitzvah saseh sheyesh beikaris. So I would say, oh, if you don't bring a Korban Pesach, you don't eat the Korban Pesach, chas v'shalom, it's curtains. Maybe there it's doiche Shabbos, maybe there it's doiche Tumah. Ava Tumah de'enon shkaris. I mean, you gotta bring a Korban Tumid, it's a mitzvah, avad. But if you don't bring the Korban Tumid, nobody gets karis. Ey, Molloi, so I would think maybe there's no din that it's doiche Shabbos or doiche Tumah. Kamashulah. Because Rahmana, Hani Tarti, if it would only say the case of Tumid and the case of Korban Pesach, Havamina, Hani Hu, the Yesh Ben Tzad Chomor, each one of them has a Chumrah. Tamid is totally v'kolit, like we just said. You bring it every day v'kolit, and it's kulay gavoya, kulay the gavoya on the mizbeach. Pesach shuwan ish karis. Oh, karis. Avashar kabonis tzibur. Eimolai, because they don't have that same quality. Most kabonis tzibur are chatois that we speak about. They're not oilois. And if they are oilois, okay, but they don't have the madrega both totally v'kolit. They're only kolit. So therefore, aim alive. Kasa Rachmana, Eilat Tatsa Shem Maidecha. That's why we have a special posse to say that they too are Doicha Shabbos and Doicha Tumma. Because Rachmana, Eilat Tatsa Shem Maidecha, Mavimina Shar Kabonis Tzibur, Haboy Lechaper. Which Kabonis? Dafka, the Kabonis that you bring Karm Musaf, it always says, Sir Izim Echad Lechatos, Sir Chatos Echad. These are Chatois, they come Lechaper. And even those Kabonis which are Kabonis Oila, that you go and bring as part of the Musaf, and for instance, every Musaf on Shabbos are oilois and not chatois, but there also says Rashi coming lechaper, because they're mechaper on a person who's over on an asay or on a lav hanitik laasay. So therefore, each one of them, whether it's an oil or a chatzis, it comes lechaper. But the oimer and shtei alechem, they boy lechaper. The reason why we have the oimer shtei alechem el lehatir bi almaninu, it's for purpose of being matir. The heter, as we said before, the korban oimer is matir ba medina, that throughout the world you can start eating now from chodosh, from the brand new tvor. And the korban shtei alechem, which is brought on shvuas, is matir the korban mincha in the beis hamikdash. So I would think, it's only a matter, it's not a mechaper. Maybe loy, maybe it's not doiche Shabbos, it's not doiche Tuma. Kamashvah. Because Rachmana, oy mishte alechem, the chudayu, have min adarabah, oy mishte alechem dalimi, the boin lahatir. These are special, these are extraordinary karbonos. How extraordinary that they're matir chodosh, ba medina, uba migdosh. Avahanach loy, all the other karbonos are, if you will, standard karbonos. All holy kabbalas, of course, but none of them are matirim, kamash v'lon. That's why you have to psukim by all of them. You have to have moyadoi, you have to have moyed, you have to have moyadeichem, you have to have moyadei Hashem. Everyone to tell you that you bring the carbon in its appointed time. That's the end of this Shtichl Gemara. You can put here two dots, and now we're starting something new. Now from here, Savruha, we're going to get into a fairly challenging sugya, challenging in the sense that we're going to be thrown into many, many different facts, and we're going to have to keep on focusing our attention, because we're going to have numerous mandi omrim and numerous background halachos, and we're going to have to try to weave them all into a beautiful tapestry. And this is going to take us from here till the end of the Amud Beis, till the top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. And basically, all the Gemara at this point is trying to do is to determine who is not the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that was learned at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, there is no author, it's anonymous, and we're going to try to prove that it does not go in accordance with Rabbi Yehoshua. Who is the author? It doesn't say. We're going to try to prove that it's not Rabbi Yehoshua. What is this based on? So we're going to have a whole bunch of different halachas. We're going to have to integrate all of them together to make us understand what's going on. So the Gemara Savrua. Savrua means that the Bnei HaYeshiva that were learning the Mishnah, they felt to the Kuli Alma Tuma Tchuyehi B'tzibur. They felt that B'derech Klal, all the Tanoim hold, Tuma is Tchuyehi B'tzibur. As you know, this is a Veltz Sugya, meaning that you have this throughout Shas, a Shas Sugya, where the Tum is Hutra Betzibur or Dechuya Betzibur. And there are a whole bunch of different Nafkiminis where you hold the Tum is Hutra or Tum is Dechuya. A simple example Rashi gives is, what happens if the rank and file of 95% of all the Kahanim happen to be Tumeim? It doesn't have to be the Klal Yisrael Tamei. It's the Kahanim, for instance, if they're Rubam Kikulam HaTameim, that's also enough to be called Tum Hutra B'tzibur. Now the question is, what happens if Taka, you have all of the this B'nai Mishmar, for instance, the whole Mishmar for these 2 weeks, or for this week, and all the Batayav, everybody in the entire Mishmar, Nebuch, all of them are Tameim. Would you go and try to fetch another couple of Kahanim and call people in from Bnei Brak and say to them, Rabboisai, all of the Kahanim here in Yerushalayim, Nebuch all became Tamei. Could you quickly, Shnell, come on in with a tramp or whatever to go and do the Avodah Beis Hamikdash? If you hold Tumma Hutra B'tzibur, it is such a heter, you don't even have to think of schlepping in other Kahanim, because it's as if everybody is Tohoyer. The fact that they are Tomei has absolutely no relevance whatsoever. Tumma is Hutra B'tzibur. If you hold Tumma D'chuyehi B'tzibur, then you got to do the best you can to go and try to fetch Kahanim from the trees, from somewhere else, to go and do the Avodah. That's only one out of a number of differences. We're also going to see momentarily that if you hold Tumma D'chuyehi B'tzibur, you have to have the benefit of the tzitz. As we know, the Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz al mitzchoy, and the Torah says about the Kohen Gadol, when he wears a tzitz, v'nasa aharon es avoin hakodeshim, that when Aharon HaKohen is wearing that tzitz, he's noisa avoin. That means that is meratze on karbonis which are being brought betum. Now, normally you need that ritzoy on a korban yochid. If a korban yochid becomes tamei, don't bring it. It's pasul. What happens if a Karban Yochid was already brought? For instance, the Dam, or the Basar, or the Aymurim, they touched Tumma, they touched, unfortunately, a dead Nevela, a dead Sheretz, or anything else that was Matami then. Okay? If you already did this Rikas Hadam, then there's a din that because of the tzitz is Maratza, on the Ovoin of Tumma. The question is, do you also need the tzitz miratza on a korban which is being brought b'tzibur b'tumma? If you hold tumma hutra b'tzibur, you don't need the tzitz. It's automatically mutter. Since roiv klal yisrael, roiv kahanim, all have to be tmeim, automatically you don't need the tzitz to be miratza. It's mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. However, if you hold the tumma t'chuyehi b'tzibur, then you do need to come on to the tzitz to be miratza. So you're going to say, no, okay, so that's fine, well, that's great. Or what happens if the tzitz folds on the ground and it breaks? Or, for that matter, what happens if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz? The Kohen Gadol went out for a coffee break, and the tzitz is now hanging from a hook somewhere, or it's in a cubby hole. What's the din now? Would you say the tumma hutra b'tzibur? I don't need the tzitz. Or if you say tumma d'chuyehi b'tzibur, I need that tzitz to be maratza. So the Gemara says of Ruah, the Bnei Yeshiva assumed and made a major presumption, the Kuli Alma Tumma D'chuyehi B'tzibur U'boyi Tzitz L'ratzois. The Leka Tana D'shamas Lei D'Alma Tumma Hutra B'tzibur El Rabbi Yehuda. The only Tana that we found that goes out on the limb and says Tumma Hutra B'tzibur is Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, everybody else we assume holds Tumma D'chuyehi B'tzibur. The Sanya, where is this machloikis? Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Steht in the Braise, Tzitz bein sheyesh al mitzvah bein sheyein al mitzvah meratze. Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says whether or not the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz is irrelevant. Just the fact that there is a tzitz in existence, that's meratze on the tumma of karbonis. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm idea al mitzvah meratze. If the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, it's meratze. If he took it off, it is not meratza on the kabbanis. Major machloikis. It's omel Reb Shimon. Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur, I'll show you that it's meratza even if you're not wearing it. Because we know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is constantly changing clothes from the big day, the Shmoyne Begodim, to the big day Lovan. And when he wears the big day Lovan, he doesn't wear the tzitz. And when he's doing the big delov and he's going lefnai v'lefnim with his rikas adam and other things, k'toyris, etc. What happens if the dam were to become tamei? Or the k'toyris would become tamei? Well, it's tumma hutra b'tzibur. Yeah, but don't they have to have the benefit of the tzitz? And the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. So you see that it's maratza even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Amaloi zoktach Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need the tzitz to be worn by anybody. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to wear it. He can leave it in his cubbyhole because, or he has to wear it when he's doing the avodah with the Shemoyne Begodim. But you don't need it for ritzoy. because the only time you need the tzitzit meratze al kabonis that became tamei is by a carbon yachid, by a carbon tzibur. You don't need the tzitz. Toma hutra b'tzibur. Mechal de Reb Shimon sabat tamas chiyin b'tzibur. Reb Shimon obviously disagrees, and he holds that you do need the tzitz, and that's why he's saying that even if it's not al mitzchoy, it is meratze. So now before we continue on, we have a machloikis in this brisa between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is a das yochid, he holds tumma hutra b'tzibur, so we're going to assume that everybody else tumma duchuyehi b'tzibur. And Tosis asks the obvious question. Just like Reb Yehuda is all on his own, Reb Shimon is all on his own. Why don't you say that everybody holds tumma hutra b'tzibur, and the lone yochid that says otherwise is Reb Shimon? Moreover, Tosis says, when we have a machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, we normally paskin like Reb Yehuda. So, Ibazoi, why are we saying Reb Yehuda is in the minority opinion? So, Tosis says, because tomorrow, on Daf Ayin Ches, we're going to see that Reb Yoisi also holds Tchuma Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. And we know that when Reb Yoisi speaks, usually he is right. We usually paskin like Reb Yoisi. Because Reb Yoisi, Nimukoi Imoi. So therefore we have both Reb Shimon and Reb Yoisi that hold the Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur. Therefore it's two against, one against Reb Yehuda. And therefore Reb Yehuda is assumed to be the Das Yochid. Everybody else holds Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. Fine. That's premise number one to what the Bnei Yeshiva were thinking about in posing the following question. I have number two. What's the second premise? That everybody agrees, or at least the Bnei Yeshiva felt, that the tzitz is not meratza ala chilois for purposes of our discussion. What does that mean, tzitz meratza ala chilois? Again, every carbon has at least two, usually three components. You have the matir, let's talk your normal carbon, the matir is the dam, and then you have the flesh, the basar that is consumed, that is eaten, and then you have the aymarin that go on the mizbeach. Okay, there of course, there are exceptions by the carbon oila, everything goes on the mizbeach, but let's talk about your normal regular carbon, you have those three. So you have the tzitz is meratza. What is the tzitz meratza on? So tzitz is meratza according to everybody, if the dam were to become tamei, that what? Dam became tamei. If you ask the Rav, should I go and do the Zrika now? I have the benefit of the tzitz is maratza, and the answer is no. Dam is tamei. Don't even think about doing Zrika. Rav, unfortunately, we already did the Zrika Saddam, and we want to know is the carbon kosher? You did the Zrika Saddam, that's a different story. Then the tzitz is maratza al tumah, and we're fine. What about if the basar became tumah, not the dam? That's what the Gemara means when we say the tzitz is maratza al achilois. What happens if the basar becomes tumah? Will the tzitz maratza on that? Now, kuli alma moida, that the tzitz is not maratza, that you should be able to eat it. If it's a carbon yochid, and even if it's a carbon tzibur, with the exception of carbon Pesach, even if you have the benefit of the tzitz, even if you hold the tzitz is meratza al achilos, you cannot eat from the carbon. All the tzitz meratza al achilos means is for purposes of other halachos. Which other halacha? We're going to see in a moment a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Im ein dom, ein basar, im ein basar, ein dom. We'll see that in a moment in Yetzer Hashem. But in the meantime, says Igmar, we assume the Kuliyama in its Tzitzmaratza Alechil. When we say the Kuliyama, we don't mean that there is no machloikis. There's a machloik between Reb Lezer and Reb Yoisi, which we're going to see in another three lines. But the Kuliyama, the Bnei Yeshiva, assumed for purposes of our Mishnah, that ain't a tzitzmarat alachilos. The lekatana de shamas lady omar tzitzmarat alachilos, and Reb Lezer, the only one that holds the tzitz is maratza alachilos, meaning not only if the dam becomes tamei, but even if the basar of the carbon becomes tamei, the only one that holds tzitzmaratza is Reb Lezer de Sanya. Reb Lezer omar tzitzmaratza alachilos, Reb Yoisi omar ain't hatzitzmaratza alachilos. And we're going to assume once again that the halacha is like Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi nimukai imai, as well as that he's arguing with Reb Lezer, and we typically do not paskin like Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer shamutihi, because of the famous Masa of the Tanner Shel Achnoi. Aha. Okay, so we started off with two premises. Premise number one, that Tumma is Dechuyehi Betzibur, not Hutra Betzibur, and therefore we need to come on to the Tzitz. Number two, even when we come on to the Tzitz is only Meratza on the Matirim, such as the Dam, or in the case of a Kar Mincha, the Kmitza. But it's not meratza on the achilois, which by a regular carb means not on the basar, and by a carbon mincha, it's not meratza on the shirai. With these two premises in mind, let us go and single out Rabbi Yeshua and say for sure the Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Yeshua. Who the Mishnah can go like, the Gemara is not exploring. Whether it's Reb Meir, or whether it's Reb Shimon, or whether it's Reb Lezer, or whether it's Reb Lozer, Ram Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel, that is not the discussion. The discussion is we're trying to eliminate Reb Yeshua from the contest and show that the Mishnah cannot go like Reb Yeshua. Why can't it go like Reb Yeshua? Tisanya, we have a machloket between Reb Lezer and Yeshua legabe a regular carbon. It says in the pasuk, V'yosisa oylisecha habosa v'hadam. You have to bring your carbon oila, and you have the basar, which you put on the mizbeach, and the dam that you're going to do a zrika. Rabbi Shua Omer, im ein dam, ein basar, im ein basar, ein dam. What happens if the person shechted the carbon? They did a beautiful kabbalah sadam, they did a beautiful hailocha sadam, and now by the time you come to the mizbeach to do the zrika sadam, one of two things occurs. What of the one of two things? There is no dam. Why? Because the dam spilled out on the ground. Or, the kohen, he tripped, and unfortunately it spilled out, no more dam. Or, the dam became tamei, because a nevela touched it. Or, the dam was by mistake taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, it became possible b'yotze. There is no dam left. That ain't basar. Then there's no basar. In other words, this carbon will never be kosher, because you can only have a kosher carbon if you do a zrika sadam. Now that everybody agrees to. What Rabbi Shua adds is, im ein basar, ein dam. What happened if at the time of the zrika sadam, the kahanim say, oh, by the way, where's the basar that's going to be nitar al yedei this matter of the dam? I don't know. I can't find the basar. The basar either is avud, it's lost, sorof, it was burned by accident, or became pasul biyotze, it became tamei, senishdo merka basar. Says Rabbi Yeshua, stop in your tracks. Don't bother doing this zrika sadam. Im ein basar, ein dam. The whole purpose of the dam is to be a matir. There's nothing to be a matir. There's no nitar, because the basar is out of here. It's tamei, yoitze, pasul, destroyed. Don't bother doing this zrika sadam. Where does Rabbi Yeshua take this from? You want to go and have basar, make sure you have dam. You want to do a zrika sadam, make sure you have the basar. Reb Lezer Oimer, dam afu pisha ein basar. No. You can do zrika sadam even if there's no basar left. Shenemar, the very same pasuk continues on. V'dam zvachecha yishofech. What's the purpose of dam zvachecha yishofech? To me tell you, do a zrika sadam even if there is no basar. Ah, yumanim mekar basiso ilesecha basar v'adam. So, l'chayr, that pasuk tells you that you don't do dam without basar. Loy malach, madam bezrika, av basar bezrika. Just like you can only effect a zrika sadam by throwing the dam, you shoot it with your mizrak. Av basar ulti, you go and shoot the basar, meaning with the kanim go and put the basar on the mizbeach. They don't go and go nicely over to the marocha and just gently put it down, but they throw it from the kevish. Havi oimer, lul katan yesh ben kevish l'mizbeach. There is a small opening between the kevish and the mizbeach. As you know, the kevish is almost snugly attached to the mizbeach, but it's only almost. It, in fact, is not attached to the mizbeach. There's a small sliver of space between one and the other. What do? You throw the carbon from the kevish onto the mizbeach. Now, couldn't you throw the carbon from the kevish to the mizbeach even without that small sliver of opening? The whole sliver is perhaps a half an inch, maybe even 1 millimeter. So what do you need that space for? Says the second Tosis from the bottom, you didn't need it. But the purpose of the sign was to remind you, after the Kahanim's reason, hey, they're rushing up the Kevish to go and put the Eivorim onto the Mizbeach, they might forget that they're supposed to throw it. They might jump up and put it nicely on the Marocha. So you have that space. Oh, that space is like a big sign saying, Ad Kan, you now throw it from here and don't trespass, don't go beyond the Kevish. Aha. So that's what I learned from, yes. So that is brought, taking your first question first, the karbonos didn't pile up because the kahanim, one by one, as they got close to the mizbeach, at the edge of the kevish, would throw it onto the merach. Presumably, if they didn't have good aim, there would be another kohen standing on the soviv, but standing on the end. After all, there is a room for mahalach kehanim on top of the mizbeach. Presumably, there would be somebody to go and make sure everything was properly on the merach, and it didn't fall off, and it did fall off, they would put it back, etc. As far as the Rebbe and the Tish is concerned, this is brought in achroinim as the makor for a minig that many people have to go not only the Rebbe by a Tish, but even the father figure in the house, the one that is cutting up the lechem on Shabbos, cutting up the challah, he's the botzea, he goes and throws. This is brought in the achroinim in Shulchan Aruch. However, just like there's some achroinim that say that that's the makar, there are others that disagree and do not feel that this is the proper thing to do. And that's why you have two menhagim in Klal Yisrael, some that do throw the challah and some that do not. We're not taking any sides in those menhagim, but you're right, it is based on this halacha of the throwing of the karbonis from the kevish onto the marach. Anyway, this is the drosha that the other man diyama had, that Reb Lezer had, from the posik dam zvachecha yishofech, from v'yasisa lesecha basav adam. What's the purpose of basav adam being together? Not to tell you like Reb Yeshua says, im ein dam, ein basar, ein dam, but to go and tell you that just like the dam you do zrika, the basar you also do zrika. Reb Yeshua, nami yoksiv dam zvachecha yishofech, Reb Lezer has a good point. Reb Lezer says, the dam zvachecha yishofech comes to tell you that you do the zrikas hadam afa pisha ein basar, or malach oksiv gabei v'abasar toicha. If you look again at this pasuk that we've been quoting, it's the last pasuk here, pasuk dalid or number 4. V'yosisa lisecha basar v'adam, basar and dam together. Al mizbach Hashem alikecha, v'dam zvachach yishofech, al mizbach Hashem alikecha v'abasar toichel. Oh, so the pasuk at the end says, you know when you do the dam zvachecha, when you have v'abasar toichel, if you're going to be able to eat the carbon, you'll be able to eat the basar. If you're not going to be able to eat the basar, don't do the shvichas hadam, don't do the zrikas hadam. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, says Rabbi Yeshua, don't ask a kasha on me from dam zvachach yishofech. It's a raya to me. This pasuk says twice that im ein dam ein basar, ein basar ein dam. Where do you have it twice? V'yosisa l'secha basar v'adam, that's one time. And the second time, and then mashma that without the basar you can't bring the dam, or without the dam you can't bring the basar. The two work hand in hand. By the way, as a footnote, when we said v'sisar l'secha basar v'adam, the pashup shat that most mafarshim learn, what's the raya to Rabbi Yeshua im ein dam ein basar ein basar ein dam? It's a simple hekish. It says basar and dam together, just like you have to have the dam to do azrika sadam, you have to have a basar to do zrika sadam. It's a simple hekish. But the Vilna Goyin says a different shot. A Goyin Shavart. He says, Raboisai, when you bring a carbon oila, and for that matter, when you bring any carbon, which is the first of the two that you are participating in as part of the avoida? Are you busy with the basar first or the dam first? And that's, of course, a dam question. Of course, dam goes first. You do the zrikas hadam. Only after that are you concerned about the eating of the basar, the preparation of the basar, the tzli, the bishul, whatever. So why does it say Vosiso Netzecha Habasar V'Yadam? It should say Hadam V'Yabasar. Oh, that's the makor for Yeshua. It's telling you, you want to go and do Zrikas Adam? Make sure there's Basar. Because the main Basar ain't Dam. Good. Anyway, Rabbi Isai, we have now two separate drushes from the same Basik, according to Yeshua. One, Vosiso Netzecha Habasar V'Yadam. In main Dam, in Basar, in Basar, in Dam. And then we have the second drasha, Dam Zvrecha Yishavech, Vabasar Taichel, to go and tell you, Im Ein Basar, Ein Dam, Ein Dam, Ein Basar. Frank Dimora Hani Trey Kroy Lamali, top of the Umid Beis, why do I have to have two? It doesn't mean two psukim, because it's all the same pasuk. But why do I have to have two drushes, two limudim? So I'll tell you why. Chad bi oyle v'chad bishlam, utzrich. Dikos rachman bi oyle hava mina oyle hu dechamira. Oyle so chomer, she can call, it's kol on the Mizbeach. Then you made it better make sure that you have your basar if you want to do your zrika sadam. Av shlom dali chamiri. After all, shlom is eaten by bnei adam like us, all eaten klal yisrael. It's not so chomer. Emaloi, I might think that you can go and do the zrika sadam even without the basar. Because rachman shlom av mina adra but the ispeh ushte achilais. Shlom in a sense is even more chomer or more special than oila, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, I'm willing to share my meal with Bnei Adam. Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachal. Special a Shulchan, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol with Bnei Adam. That's why it's called Shlomim. It brings Sholem Bein, Ishla Chaveri, Ishla Reyeu, Adam Lamokai. Ava Oyle the Lesbu Ushte Achilles. Oyle in a sense is kind of limited. It's only the Achilles Mizbeach. Imaloi. Kamashwalan, that's why we have the same Pasik both. Yosisa Oyloi Secha Habas V'Adam. Oyle. And then Dam Zvachecha, Zevach means typically Shlomim. By both of them, Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, Ein Dam Ein Basar. Good. Zokti Mora, Rebbe Lezer Nami Hoksiv HaBasar Toichel, L'choira Rebbe Yeshua has an excellent, excellent point when he said that you only do the Zrikas Adam if you have the Basar Toichel. Rebbe Lezer says no. The Dam Afo Pisha Ein Basar. What does Rebbe Lezer do with this Vabasar Toichel? Amlacha humi boilei she'ena basar mutter b'achila at she'zorek adam. That's a poshut azach. We all know that you can only eat from the korban after the zrika. But what's the makoyer? What's the source? From this pasuk. Oh. V'dam zvachecha yishofeich. First do zrika sadam. Then after that, Vabasar Toichel. Peti mori hochi. If that's the case, maybe that's the only thing I should learn from this pasuk. Dam avu pishen shem basar minalan. Remember, we said according to Rebbe Lezer, how does he know dam avu pishen basar? So he said it because it said in the pasuk. But dam zvachecha yishafech. So freit the Gemara. Maybe all the dam zvachecha yishafech is coming to tell you that the basar is only mutter b'achila after the zrika. How do you know, Rebbe Lezer, your din dava visha ein sham basar? Amalach, in king nechtu rachman abasa toichel, vahadu vadam zvechecha yishafech. Then it should be written in the other order. If it's coming to tell you, im ein basar, ein dam, like Rabbi Shua holds, let it say abasa toichel first, and then after dam zvechecha yishafech. Now you're going to call and tell me, nah, come on, that doesn't make sense, because you don't eat the basar before the zrika sadam. Yeah, but out consistency and symmetry and style. The pasuk begins Vosisoy Lesecha Habasar V'Adam. Ma'ishnod Yakadme Ledam Zvachecha. Why over here in the beginning of the pasuk does it say Basar and then Dam, and then at the end of the pasuk it says V'Dam Zvachecha Yishafech, and only later on does it tell you about the Achila? Shma Mino Adam Ava Bishein Basar. Kodesh Baruch Hu specially turned around the sequence of Dam and Basar and Dam to go and tell you Dam Ava Bishein Basar. And besides that, Shma Mino Shein Basar Mutar Achila Chizrik Adam, by the fact that it says V'Dam Zvachecha Yishafech, and then after that it says V'Basar Toichel. Okay. So, those are good limudim. The question is, Rabbi Shua, ain't a basar mutar b'achila ad she'zrik adam. How does he know that? Because after all, Rabbi Shua learns his drasha of that from the dam zvachecha yishafech v'basar toichel, that you have to have the im ein dam ein basar ein dam. I, we know from Vesisa Oyla Secha, that's by the Oyla, and now I'm telling you the same halacha also applies by the Shlamim. How does Rabbi Shua know, Ein habosem mutter b'achila ad shizorek adam? But tomorrow Rabbi Shua says, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's a kal v'chaymeh. What's the kal v'chaymeh? Amadach aymurin, d'chilasnehu loy me'akvi. We've had this many times in Kachim, and even here in Mesechtes Pesachim. What happens if the aymurim became tamme, or became posel, or they're lost? Whatever happened to the aymurim, they're not me'akiv. Yet aktoris aymur is not me'akiv. Aha. That's lesna when they're not around. Ki isna, however, if they are here, ma'akvi. What it means, ma'akvi? Says Rashi, we learned earlier on, back on Daf Nuntes, that you're only allowed to eat from the carbon after you put the aymurim on the mizbeach. You cannot go and start eating your carbon before the aymurim go on the mizbeach. So you're going to tell me, but they only put the aymurim on at night. Hekter chalav veivorim kol alayla. Yeah, that was for the oilois that we're not eating anyway. But those kavanas that had to be eaten, they made sure to go and bring it quickly on the mizbeach, so the balam can start eating. You only have yoim v'layla by most kavanas, with the exception, of course, of the shlamim and similar kavanas. Otherwise, most kavanas are yoim echad. So, they put the aymrin on, and then you start eating. So, zok timar. Aymrin, if they're not present, if they're lost, if they're tamei, they're not ma'akif. But if they're here, they're ma'akif. Ah, ki zok timar, dam. If the dam is not around, that's certainly ma'akiv. Without zrikas adam, you have nothing. If the dam is around, then of course it's ma'akiv on the achilas basar. And therefore, I learned from a kal v'chaim, I don't need a pasik, but dams v'vechech yishafech v'abasar toichel. I know it automatically. I use my seichel to make a kal v'chaim. Rabbi Lezer says, I agree with Rabbi Yeshua, the kal v'chaim is perfect. Occasionally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His divine wisdom, decided that even though there are certain limudim that I can learn from a Kal V'chaymer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to incorporate it in the Torah itself. Rabbi Yeshua says, what you said, Rabbi Lezer, is correct, but that's what we call a court of last resort. If I have no other Breira, I'm going to go and tell you that we're going to learn it from a kal v'chaymer, Torah v'kosel l'kra. However, if you can have a drasha, then you darshan. And therefore, that's why I darshan from these magic words, that v'dam z'v'chech yishafach v'abasar toichel, then im ein basar ein dam ein basar, etc. Good. Now, we have finally finished a very lengthy braisa, a long discussion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The whole discussion all focused on, do you need the basar to be able to be zoyrek the dam? Or put in other words, if the basar for whatever reason is not available, because it's avud, it's lost, soruf, it got burned, it was pasul biyotze, it became tamei, for whatever reason I don't have basar, there is no nitar, there is no subject of the matir of the dam. Can I do zrikas adam, yes or no? Says Rabbi Lezer, yes, because we only say im ein dam ein basar, but we say dam av pisha ein basar. We don't say ein basar ein dam. Rabbi Shua says, no, just like ein dam ein basar ein dam, you don't have any basar, forget about it. Okay. So now, based on this, we have now the two premises that we started off with, and we have now the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Based on that together, lema masnisin to loik Rabbi Yeshua. Now, let us remember what were the two premises. Premise number one is that everybody agrees that tuma dechuyehi betzibur. It's not tuma hutra betzibur. And therefore, I need to come on to the tzitz to be meratza. That's number one. Number two, I said in the Amud Aleph, that we also hold that tzitz is not meratza on achilois, meaning on basar. It's only meratza on the matirim, that means on the dam, or on the koimitz that were being makriv for the kar mincha. So now, putting those two together, and adding the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says that you have to have a nitar, Nitra means the subject of your matir, to have a kosher carbon. Otherwise, the carbon is gunished. Im ein basar, ein dam. L'choyra le'masisin, le'ker b'yishua. L'choyra amishta cannot shtim le'ker b'yishua. Why? Says the Gemara. T'kim di amar be'inan tarti. Since Rabbi Yeshua requires two, both the dam and the basar, and tzitz achilois loy meratze, the tzitz doesn't have any beneficial effect on a carbon with the basar became tamei. It will benefit if the dam became tamei, but it will not benefit if the basar became tamei, because that's what we mean. Tzitz is not meratze achilois on that portion that you eat. Heichi osi betomo. How does it say in our Mishnah that there are five kabbanas that you bring betoma, even though you can't eat them? We had the three menachos. What were the three menachos? The carbon oimer, and the shtei lechem, and the lechem aponim, and then we had the two which are regular kabbanas. We had the zivchei shalmei tzibur that you bring on Shavuos, and you had the seder rashi chadoshim. Those are all kabbanas tzibur, but the problem is that the basar became tamei. That's what we're talking about. It's tumah hutra betzibur. You can't even eat that basar. The only basar that you can eat betumah is the Karban Pesach. These karbanis you bring betumah, the karbanis, the basar itself, is tamei. Zok the Mishnah, bring it anyway. So it's there shver now on Rabbi Yeshua. Why is it shver on Rabbi Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yeshua says him ain basar, ain dam. None of these five have the basar. Meaning, let's take the two kabbanis that you go and shecht. Those are the Sifchei Shalmei Tzibur on Shavuos and the Seira Rosh Chodeshim that you bring on Rosh Chodesh. You want to go and shecht this carbon? How can shecht? You can go and shecht. But how can you do this Rikas Adam? The carbon became Tameh. Okay, that's fine. Tumetchu Yehi B'Tzibur. Yeah, but Rabbi Yeshua holds that Im Ein Basar Ein Dam. And the bus is no good because the bus became tummy. So you're going to come and tell me the tzitz is maratza. Ain't a tzitz maratza ala chilois. So you're going to go and tell me, well, maybe tumahutra betzibur. No, there's only one man, the Yomer of Yehuda, that holds tumahutra betzibur. Everybody else holds the tumah tchuyahi betzibur. So you have to come on to the tzitz. And the tzitz can be maratza on dam that's tummy. But it can't be maratza on basa that's tummy. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the basa is tummy, you cannot go and bring the carbon. So why does it say in our Mishnah you can bring the carbon? Is al korchach. The Mishnah Lechore cannot go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now we've only focused on the last two. But the first three by the Kar Mincha, the same thing applies. That for instance, the carbon of the lechem upon him. What is the mat of the lechem upon him? You have the bezichei levayna. What is the matter by the carbon of Oimer? You have the kmitza that you put on the mizbech. So these have matirim just like the dam. But how can you go and do the kmitza on the mizbech? How can you do the levoina on the mizbech? Im ein basar ein dam. If there's no nitter, if there's no shirayim, if the shirayim became tamei, the lechem upon it became tamei, Rabbi Yisai. The carbon of Oimer became tamei. You cannot eat it. How can you go and be matarit by putting the kmitza on the mizbeach? How can you be matar the lechem upon him by putting the levoin on the mizbeach? Rabbi Yeshua holds, im ein basar ein dam, which we assume means, im ein shirayim ein kmitza, im ein shirayim ein levoina. We're going to talk about yishtei lechem shortly as well. Is the chayra rai that the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yeshua? End of discussion, finished. So tomorrow, no. And from here to the end of the Amud, to the top of the Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to try three or four ways to say, maybe it can go according to Rabbi Yeshua after all. It's number one. After the time of Rabbi Yeshua, it can go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ela kasav Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, Hatzitz is Maratza Alhu Oilin. Oh, we've only focused on two parts of the carbon, Rabbi Yisai. What about the emurim, that part that goes on the mizbeach? That Rabbi Yeshua holds it, since it is maratza ala oilin. So therefore, even though Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not maratza on achilois, on the basar, but the tzitz will help for the emurim. And therefore, zokti gemara, ha teinach zvochem deika oilin. So I understand the last two out of the five in our Mishnah. The zivchei shalmei tzibur, the zivchei shalmei tzibur, unfortunately became Tamei. the achilas nebuch, the tzitz is not meratza on them, but it's meratza on the emurim. Oh, you'll be able to put the emurim on the mizbeach. Fine. Then you can go and do the zrikas adam. Because that we said, as we'll see shortly, that you can't do the zrikas adam, that's only if both the basar and the emurim are knocked out. But if one of them is available, then you can still do the zrikas adam. And the Gemara holds, Rabbi Shua holds at this point, that the tzitz is meratza alo oilin, so therefore the emurim will be kosher. You can put them on the mizbeach, they are considered to be like tohoir, because the tzitz is meratza. Fine, you can do the zrikas adam, the carbon will be kosher. El oimer shtei lechem de leka oilam ayikal meimer oimer shtei lechem and lechem upon him. They don't have that quality of oilim of aymerin that put on the mizbeach. So you're going to go and tell me, no, but the karma oimer we put the kmitza on the mizbeach. Yeah, but that kmitza is b'mokim the dam, right? We have the four avoides by the karman mincha, which correspond to the four avoides by zvachim, and the fourth avoide is the haktoras hakmitza. So that's like the Zrika Sadam. So I don't have oilin. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, how am I going to understand the first three cases in the Mishnah that it says that Tumah Hutra Betzibur, the tzitz is not Maratza on the Shirayim, and if the tzitz is not Maratza on the Shirayim, because that's what he holds. Ein Hatzitz Maratza Al Achilois. So then it's like a case of Im Ein Bosser Ein Dam. Ein Shirayim Ein Kamitza. Ain lechem upon him, ain levoina. So how does it say in the Mishnah that it's a kosher carbon? Lechoy is a raya, can't go contribishua. Everything want amikim or bishua nami to be in entirety. When did the bishua say that you have to have both bosser and dam? That means both the matir and the nitar. That's only bazvachim. Because after all, the psukim that we brought before are only talking about zvachim. Yosis oiloi secha habos v'adam. That's talking about mine domim. But Benochus, he didn't say that. Freitimor Benochus, loy Omar. Did you really say that Rabbi Shua only holds this din by Zvacha, not Benochus? But trans to a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Menochus. Nitmu Shireh of the Shireim became Tomei. Of the Shireh. There's another case which is missing. Nitmu Shireh. Nisrafu Shireh. Of the Shireh. In all cases, there are no Shireim left. All I have is the Kemitza. Kemitas Reb Lezer, Kshera. As far as Reb Lezer is concerned, no problem. You can still be makter the Kemitza. It'll still be a kosher carbon. Because it's Reb Lezer l'shitosoi. Dam avu b'she'en basar. It's Kemitza avu b'she'en shirayim. But Kemitas Reb Yeshua, psula. You know why it's possible? Because just like Reb Yeshua said, by regular carbon, im ein basar ein dam, im ein shirayim ein kemitza. And that's why it's possible. So you see, Reb Yeshua is talking not only by zvachim, but also by menachas. Says, well, that's not a raya. Because notice it says kemidas. It's not Reb Yeshua speaking. It's rather another tana. Kemidas, v'loy kemidas. Kemidas Reb Yeshua, there'll be in entirety. It is consistent with Reb Yeshua that you need both. Meaning you need dam and basar, basar and dam. You need kemitza and shirayim, need charitza, shirayim and kemitza. However, look at me, this Rabbi Shua. Deil Rabbi Shua, bizvachim omar. Rabbi Shua is only talking about dam and basar. Only by basar and dam. B'menuchas li omar. He's not talking about menuchas. It's another Tanu saying kemidas. Rabbi Shua himself doesn't go that far. And therefore the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Shua after all. Because by those three karbonos, I don't have to be, have it sits to be matah shirayim, because even if there are no shirayim according to Rabbi Shua, only by dam is there a din, im ein basar ein dam. But there's no such din by shirayim, by a karbon mincha. He's more machmer, if you will. He's frummer than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua only talked about zvachim im ein basar ein dam. This man the Yama holds im ein shirayim ein kmitza. Frey Timara. I don't think that's correct. Umanu haitana dekoi kavosi umachmer tveiminei. Please identify this unknown Tana that you now came up with that holds partially like Rabbi Yeshua, partially in the sense that he holds by zvachim that im ein basar ein dam, and he goes further, he's more machmed than Rabbi Yeshua, he says even by shirayim, identify such a tana. Rabbeisai sinidah, there is no such tana. The Oid Tanya, and I have a Befeirish Braisa which is directly on point. Now, when you see this Braisa, the first thing you'll do is you'll start pulling out your hair and say that this Braisa makes no sense. Don't worry, Rabbi Isai. Tomorrow, Mietzim Deshir, we're going to go through it in some detail. All we need to know at this point is, what does the Braisa say? Om Rabbi Yossi, Roy Ani Estiv Rabbi Lezer B'Menachis, O B'Zvachim, V'Div Rabbi Yeshua, B'Zvachim B'Menachis. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi says, I love Rabbi Lezer, both by Mincha and by Zvachim, and I love Rabbi Yeshua, both by Zevach and by Mincha. And now the Braisa continues. I like Rabbi Lezer, Div Rabbi Lezer B'Zvachim, Sho Yo'im Adam, Afal Pisha Ein Shem Basar. You can bring a korban even if there's no basar, as long as there's dam. But I also like Rabbi Yeshua B'Zvachim, Sho Yo'im Im Ein Dam, Ein Basar, Im Ein Basar, Ein Dam. I love both of them. I love both of their halachas. Of course, that's impossible. Because if you hold like Rabbi Lezer, that you don't need the basar, you're not holding like Rabbi Yeshua that you do need the basar, and vice versa. And the Braisa continues, again the same way. I love Rabbi Lezer, that he says, B'menachas, she'yo'oimer koimetz afal pisha ein shirayim. Again, l'chitosa, just like dam afal pisha ein basar, kemitza even without the shirayim. I love Rabbi Lezer, and I love Rabbi Yeshua, that says, B'menachas, she'yo'oimer imein koimetz ein shirayim, imein shirayim ein koimetz. So you see immediately that this Braisa is very difficult to understand, because Rabbi Yossi is contradicting himself twice, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. But one thing I can, and tomorrow the Gemara is going to resolve that. That's not for tonight. But one thing I do see clearly from this Braisa, that Rabbi Yeshua is not distinguishing between Zvachim and by Menachas. Even by Menachas he holds Em Ein Shirayim Ein Koimitz, just like Em Ein Basar Ein Dam. So, Hadrakush Leduchta, what's pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Yeshua. The two cases of the Karbonois, the Zvachim, the Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, and the Rosh Chodeshim, that could stim with Rabbi Yeshua, because although Rabbi Yeshua says that the Tzitz is not Meratze on the Achilois, but it's Meratze on the Oilin. Both of those Karbonois have Aymerin that you put on the Mizbeach. Fine. The tzitz is maratza, and therefore you could bring this korban b'tzibur b'tuma, even though it's tchuyehi b'tzibur, tuma tchuyehi, but nevertheless I have the tzitz is maratza on the oimer. But the other three, the korbanis mincha of the oimer, shtei alechem, alechem upon him, there is no oilin. And you told me that even my korban mincha, Rabbi Yeshua continues to hold that the tzitz is not maratza on the achilois. So therefore, ein shirayim, ein koimet. So how are you bringing these karbanos b'tzibur? You can't bring these karbanos. Muzn l'chzog l'chay, the Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Yeshua, like Savrua, like the Bnei Yeshiva said on the Amud Aleph. Says, you want to know what? I have a new pshat. Forget about what I said until now. Ela k'zav Rabbi Yeshua tzitz maratza ala oilin the alu achilis. That Rabbi Yeshua holds the tzitz maratza on everything. Aha. So if it's takim maratza, that's why the Mishnah says that you can bring the carbon, all these five carbones bitumah, because it sits is maratza according to Rabbi Yeshua. One second, that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Ihachi amai kemidas Rabbi Yeshua psula. Why does it say according to? If you go back 12 lines, right, about 8 lines into the wide lines, what nan a mishnah mesechtes menachis nitmu shira of the shira. Also, we left out nisrafu shira. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's all possible. Why is it possible? Because in Ein Shirayim, Ein Kemitza. What do you mean Ein Shirayim? Didn't you just say now, according to Bishua, the tzitz is maratza al achilois? So even though the achilois, the Shirayim became tamei, fine, they became tamei, but the tzitz is maratza. So you should be able to go and bring the carbon. What's the problem? Why can this be Shua psula? Says Yimor, that's not a kasha. Because there are three cases. There's the Ovud, there's the Soruf, and there's the Tomei. Rabbi Shua will hold by the Tomei case that it's fine. You can bring the carbon because the tzitz is maratza on the Tomei. But the tzitz can't be maratza on Ovid Visoruf. The Shiraim are not here anymore. They're already lost or they're burned. They don't exist. Tzitz can't be maratza on non-existent things. Zot Yimara, if that's the case, notice that that Mishnah started off Nitmu Shira. So you're telling me Rabbi Shua is only referring to the Nisrafu Shira and the Avdu Shira, but not the Nitmu Shira. Nitmu Shira holds his kosher, because it's his Maratza. So Frank Yimara, Ella Nitmu Laban Ketani, so why does he even say Nitmu? Obviously it's going according to Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer holds that they're all three kosher. Nitmu, Avdu, and Nisrafu, all kosher. Frank Yimara Peshitta. Hash, the Yishloim Ovid Vesorov, the lesson who, Machsher Reb Lezer. Marach, in a case when Ovid Vesorov, they don't even exist anymore. They are non-existent, says Reb Lezer. It's okay. You can still bring the Kemitza, and you'll still have a good carbon. Nitma, the Isay. Nitma with the Shiraim is here. It's Takatome, but it's here. That's certainly much better than non-existent Shirai. Mi boy is a Chavad Avad is going to be kosher according to Reb Lezer. So that cannot be the Pshat item. It must be that the reason why it says Nitmu Shira is to tell you Rabbi Yeshua's halacha Uktani Psula, to come to tell you that it's possible. Why would Rabbi Yeshua hold that it's possible? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds Im Ein Basar Ein Dam Im Ein Shira Im Ein Kemitza. That's why it's possible. So Vaita Shver, not that it's Shver, is a conclusive raya l'choyre that our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yeshua. V'oitan, you have another price, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Kol zvachin shebat toira. Bein shenitma basar v'chelev kayim. Bein shenitma chelev u'basar kayim zoyrik es hadom. Rabbi Yeshua says, even though I say ein basar, ein dam, that's dafke if there is no nitter whatsoever. If there is a nitter, like the Aymarin, like the Chalev, then even I will agree, you can go and do this Rikas Hadam. Even though the Basar is Tame, as long as the Chalev is still around. Or, the Chalev is Tame, but the Basar is still around. Zoykas Hadam, because then the Dam will be Matir, one of the two. Avul Nitmu to Ravayu, but if both of them become Tame Loi, then the tzitz is not maratza, your carbon is lost. Don't do this rika sadam. Al mekasam Rabbi Yeshua, ain a tzitz maratza. Loi alo oilen, v'loi ala achilois. The tzitz is not maratza on either the aymarin or on the achilas. Because says Rashi, because if the tzitz will be maratza on any one of the two, either of the two, then guess what? Then you'd have a kosher carbon, because let's say the tzitz is maratza on the aymarin, fine. So do the Zrikas Adam, it'll be Mata the Aymarin. If you're going to go and tell me, no. The Zrikas Adam is Mata the Achilles. Fine. It'll be Mata the Achilles. Go and bring the Dam because I have Basar. Is the Chasimin that sits in that Maratza on either one? And therefore, L'choyre Vaiter, I'm stuck. Who at the Tana of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yeshua? Because it says we can go and bring the Karbin. Even betuma, even though the tzitz is not meratza on achilois, how can I go and bring the carbon? Im ein basar, ein dam, im ein shirayim, ein koimitz. So it's a noob shot. It really does go according to Bishua. Masnisen. V'loy kasha. Kam chetchila, kam b'dieved. As vos. Ki om Rabbi Yeshua, when did Rabbi Yeshua say, im ein basar, ein dam, chetchila, dieved loy. But b'dieved, if the basar got lost, or the basar got tame, and the kahanim didn't ask any questions, or they didn't even realize, and they did the zrikas adam, b'diavad it's kosher. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about a b'diavad situation. When did Rabbi Yeshua hold him, ain basar, ain dam, that's lichat chila. But b'diavad it's kosher, even if there is no basar. Frank Timara. Where do you take this from that he makes such a chilik? To sign you from the following braisa. Nitma basar, the basar became tame. Oisha nifsal, nifsal means it also became tame, but by a tful yoim, so it only has a din of a shlishi, it can't go to a revi, but it also means that it became tame. Oisha yotzachutz the kloim, it became possible. Be yoitze. Reb Lezer oimer yizrik, go and do the zrika zadam anyway. Because Reb Lezer holds the shitosoi, even though ein basar yesh dam, dam afal pisha ein basar. Reb Yeshua Omer lo yizrek, em ein basar, ein dam, Don't do the zrika. However, moider b'yeshua, shem zorak hortza, the b'diyeved, if you did the zrika, it will work after all. Ah, so our Mishnah, when it says that the five kabbonis that you bring, betumah, betzibur, and you said, but the tzitz can be maratza, how it can't go according to Rabbi Yeshua. It can go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because our Mishnah is talking about b'diyeved, b'diyeved, but lechatchila avada im ein basar ein dam, im ein shirayim ein kamitza, im ein lechem upon him ein levoina, but b'diyeved it's kusha. And our Mishnah is talking about b'diyeved. Freit Yomara, that doesn't sound right. Choda tipsula tievin mashma. Let's go back to that Mishnah again, the 10th line of the wide lines, the Mishnah Mesechtes Menachos. Vatna nitmu shireh, nisrafu shireh, avdu shireh. Rabbi Yeshua says, psula, it's possible. It doesn't say, if you did the zrika, it's kosher. Just al tizrei, don't do the zrika. But if you did do the zrika, it's kosher. No, that's not what it sounds like. Pshua sounds psula, it's possible, even b'diavad. Not don't loy tizraik, loy yizraik. It says that it's possible. So it's mash, even dieved mashma. V'yoid, go back to our Mishnah. When it says in our Mishnah, chamisha dvarim, bo'in betuma, that doesn't sound like b'dieved. It sounds like we asked the Rav, we asked the Sanhedrin, and they said, yes, five karbonis bo'in betuma, lechat chila mashma. So vayta, that teret also falls away. And therefore, we're finally left with one teret. When we say teretz, all we mean to say is one way of being able to say that a Mishnah does go according to Rabbi Yeshua after all. Eloi kasha, kan biyachid, kan betzibur. What does that mean? Look at the top Rashi. Biyachid lechatchila is taka posel. If you're talking about a yachid, you're bringing a carbon and there's no basar, emein, basar, ein, dam. Im ein shirayim ein kamitza. If the shirayim became tamei of the tzarif, it's possible, nothing to talk about. But that's by a carbon yochid. By a carbon tzibur, says Rashi, masnisen betzibur boin lechatchila, the tumas tzibur hu beheter. Now what does this mean, tumas tzibur hu beheter? Look at the top toisvis, who takes the words of Rashi and recharacterizes them. Pirish bekuntris, the Sviralan Tuma, Hotra Betzibur. Ah! The whole reason that we started off Savrua, that the B'nai HaYeshiva assumed that the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yeshua, is because everybody holds the Tuma is the Chuyahi Betzibur, with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda. But everybody else holds Tuma Chuyahi Betzibur. So probably Rabbi Yeshua also holds Tuma Chuyahi Betzibur. It's Dichuy. Ah, so they have to come on the Tzitz. If I have to come onto the tzitz, but the tzitz is not meratz and achilois. And if according to Rabbi Yeshua, if it's not meratz and achilois, it means shirayim ain't kmitza, it means shirayim ain't levoina. How can I go and bring all these kabbonis? I don't have anything, it can't be chal. And for the Gemara, forget about that premise. Rabbi Yeshua holds tumma hodra betzibur. Oh, tumma hodra betzibur, I don't need a tzitz. I don't need the kohen gadol to be wearing the tzitz. The tzitz could be hanging there on a nail somewhere, it could be put away in a cubby hole. I don't need it because tumma hutra hi betzibur. No, once tumma hutra betzibur, all the kashas fall away, and therefore the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yeshua after all, because I don't need tzitz. I don't have to be meratza on the achilois. I don't have to be meratza on the kemitza. I don't have to be meratza on the shirayim. I don't have to be meratza on aymerin. I don't have to be meratza on anything. Tumma hutra betzibur, it's totally mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And that's why the Mishnah can go according to Bishua after all. And with this, we've concluded today's Gemara. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? Hearing none, we're going to continue Mitzvah tomorrow morning at 10 to 8, more or less, depending on the minyan of Miyat Hashem. And then we're going to explore, can the Mishnah go according to Reb Yoisi? Agitavach. Thank you, thank you. Zadki Bench to one and all. Thank you all for coming on at this late hour. Mitzvah, try to get some sleep. We'll see you all tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7 o'clock in Bismedish. Kol tov, agitavach.